Grinch. Hmm? Can we ask you something about Uncle Bill?
Negative.
Swell. We wondered how come Uncle Bill's walking around in there.
Yeah, he sits down and gets up and sits down and jumps.
He looks like he's gonna yell at somebody.
Only there's nobody in there to yell at.
Your Uncle Bill's just getting restless.
What's a restless?
I think it's when you're in school and you think Croesus is never going to get there.
Precisely. And that is also akin to what I feel when two children come charging into my kitchen asking non sequitur questions during my preparation of crepe Suzette.
Oh.
Grinch!
What time will dinner be ready?
Oh, do you have an engagement of which I'm unaware, sir?
No, I just thought I'd... Well, never mind.
I think we better go somewhere else than this kitchen.
Yeah, everybody's restless.
But it was your idea, Bill. Now, I hate to throw quotes after a person. However, you said, and I quote, I think it would be a good idea if I spent 3 months or so here in the office. And then you said, I can do a better job in the field if I know what the problems are here at home. And you also said...
I know what I said, and I was wrong. If I stay around here another 3 months, I'll get barnacles. What about that Great Valley job in Kuala Lumpur? When's that start?
After the rains. You know, you'd better face it. There's not a thing going on in the field right now.
Yeah?
There's a man out here who says to tell you, bare feet make the best shoes. He said you'd understand.
Look, I haven't got time for practical jokes now.
Why don't you go upstate and dig a trench in a vacant lot if you're so restless? Or buy a dartboard for the office. Sometimes I'm glad I'm blessed with quiet blood that doesn't care much what's going on.
Dave McCovey.
And Miss West.
Did you let that man get away, the one that said the thing about the bare feet making the best shoes?
Nobody gets rid of Dave McCovey that easy. Billy boy, how are you?
What do you say, Fowley?
What's that?
Well, it's a couple of mashed potatoes here and there. You look the same. Except, this ain't you.
Well, you don't know how right you are there. Well, what are you doing? You got any plans?
Real loose. But there is one thing I want to talk to you about.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm building a pipeline and I'm having trouble.
Where are you building it?
Mexico, Yucatan, about 200 miles south of a place called Puerto Verde. And, thing is that I've had about 3 different geologists down there.
You can put some of them up on the ridge.
Right. You still have the right touch, Bill. Boy, this is the first time I've been anywhere near schedule since I started this job.
And you go around that shale, see? You go around it. Take care of all your big problems.
I guess we're beginning to see daylight. Now, come on, relax. Now, sit down. You had your head buried in this thing for 3 weeks. Come on, sit down. You want a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Esteban, gracias amigo, civilization has finally found us. That's nothing. Contract, bills, don't need that. Here's something in pretty purple, it's for you.
Hey, it's
from the kids.
You know, I like your attitude about your family. You love them, but you don't get tied down. You let French handle... It's not bad news, is it?
Jody's turtle died. Dear Uncle Bill, Alexander quit walking or swimming or eating. French says he's dead. I cried. Buffy. P.S. I didn't, Jody. P.S. He did too, Buffy. We like it better when you're here with us. I love me and Buffy.
Well, that's a great letter. Now, if this shale extends through here, we're going to have trouble on the next ridge.
I guess Sissy must have helped them with the spelling.
Yeah, well, she's a big girl. Now, what I want to know is, are we going to have to take tests on this ridge? Right here.
No?
Test. Are we going to have to take tests?
Yeah, we're going to have to make tests. Now, we can't be sure of anything till we check it out, so... We better do the tests ourselves.
Look, I have an idea. Why don't you call the kids?
No, I don't think
so. Save about 15 cents in stamps. Come on. Hello. Operator, we want to talk to New York City.
Davis residence? Mr. Davis, sir. How splendid that you should call.
Well, I got the kid's letter, and I thought I'd better call and see how you all are.
Oh, we're proceeding well, sir. You, of course, were told of the demise of Alexander. Yes, sir. He was laid to rest with considerable pomp at the foot of the potted palm.
Well, you tell the kids I'll get him another turtle when I come home. How's everything else?
Well, Sis is in bed with a cold, sir.
She's in bed?
Oh, yes, sir, but nothing to be alarmed about. A simple head cold.
She'll be back in school tomorrow.
You kept her out of school?
Oh, well, yes, sir. The doctor suggested it.
You had to call a doctor?
It's a simple precaution, sir. Sis is fine.
Yes, sir, and the twins are still in school. No need to worry.
You may continue with your project, sir, quite secure in the knowledge that I'll be looking after the children and all their wants.
Well, just give them my love then and tell them I'll be back in a couple of weeks, okay? Right. Bye-bye.
Okay?
Okay. Now, as I say, we got to run these tests. We got to do it ourselves.
Someone's house?
Well, because girls visit each other when they get older.
How long is older?
When you're my age. Where's Mr. French?
Taking a nap.
Oh, well, he knows I'm going to stay with Kathy for a few days. He knows the number. So I may as well go ahead. Bye-bye, Buff.
Is it okay if I write a letter to Uncle Bill?
Oh, sure. But be sure to have Mr. French correct the spelling. Bye-bye, Buffy.
Goodbye, Sissy.
Esteban get here with the mail?
No. Should he?
Yeah, every other day. Guess he couldn't get through. I don't think the telephone lines are out, just the roads.
Well, I'm going to call home anyway. I'm going to find out if Sissy's okay.
Well, is this the same guy who back in Korea wouldn't lie down for 5 minutes when he had malaria?
Hello?
That you, Buffy?
Uncle Bill. He's on the other phone.
Good. How's Sissy?
She's okay.
Well, fine. Everything going all right, is it?
Sure.
That's good. How's French?
He's okay, except we think he has the fly.
The flu.
He's got the flu?
Yeah, only it's all right, because we're taking care of him.
So he'll get over being sick.
You get Sissy on the phone, you hear? Quick.
She's not here, Uncle Bill.
Don't worry, Uncle Bill. We gotta go now.
Yeah, we gotta make Mr. French some tea.
Only we can't get it to purr.
No, you kids stay away from there. Hello? Hello? Buffy? Johnny? Hello?
I think I'll surprise Mr. French with an omelet.
Okay. I gotta go stick this on his head.
Oh, Johnny, I know you meant well, but really, sloshing damp rags on a chap when he's down, I mean, that's not cricket, you know.
It's for your fever. I use it on television.
But I don't have a fever. I indicated the same to the doctor on the telephone, and he suggested 2 aspirin at intervals and complete rest.
Want me to read you a bedtime story?
No, Jody, no, thank you. I'd just like to take a nap,
Okay.
Yes, and I don't get into any mischief, because I have absolutely no desire to get up. Now, will you go?
I think I've got him. Hey, hello? Yeah, he's here. Just a minute. Here.
Hello? Hello, Jody? Jody, this is Uncle Bill.
Hi, Uncle Bill. Want me to call Buffy?
Now, Jody, now you listen to me, son. I want you to call French to the phone.
Sorry, Uncle Bill, but Mr. French can't get up.
He can't get up?
Jody!
Where are you going in the storm?
Out.
You won't get as far as the river. What did Jody have to say?
French is sick. He must be pretty bad off because he can't even get up.
Hey, wait a minute. I'll go with you.
Uncle Bill is just on the phone.
Good. Did you tell him how we're taking care of Mr. French?
Yeah. Only he keeps hanging up.
Good heavens, what time is it?
The big hand is on the 5, and the little hand is on the 6.
Is there such a thing as 56 o'clock?
No, Jody. Oh, by George, I seem to be myself again. Buffy, what do you have in that bowl?
An omelet I'm making for you.
She's got to have your permission to turn on the stove.
It'll be the first omelet I ever made in my life.
Oh, I quite believe it.
If you don't like omelets,
I made you some peanut butter sandwiches. They already got your two aspirins in them.
Thank you just the same, Jody.
Shall I cook the omelet, Mr. Branch?
Yeah, I have a better idea, Buffy. I can easily make the journey to that little restaurant across the street. Why don't we eat out tonight,
Hey! Yay, nice!
Where are you going?
We're going to put the sandwiches and the omelet in the refrigerator.
In case you get hungry during the night.
I told you wouldn't get as far as the river.
Thought we were in the river.
Listen, imagination's a weird thing. Get two guys in a remote spot, a garbled telephone conversation, next thing you know, World War III started.
Right.
You know, if you were smart, you'd stay away from the telephone and get a night's rest.
Right.
But you're not gonna be smart, huh?
Shall we leave Cecino?
Oh, there's no need. She won't be home till tomorrow evening. So long.
No answer.
No answer? What do you mean, no answer? Guy's sick, he couldn't very well...
Couldn't very well what?
Well, I mean, if he was sick, he couldn't very well get up and walk out, could he? Maybe he did. Why didn't the kids answer?
Well, the kids couldn't answer if they weren't there. If they're not there, they're probably at their neighbor's. That is, if somebody came and got French.
If who came and got French?
Ambulance, maybe?
I had a different picture.
What?
Are you sure you got the right number when you called New York just now?
Well, it rang.
Yeah, it rang, but it might have been ringing in Paris for all you know. Try it again. Heard one ring, you heard them all. Bet you tend to one you got a wrong number.
Thanks for walking me to the door, Scotty. I'll be okay now. Mr. French? Buffy? Hello?
Sissy, is that you?
See, now you can relax.
Yes, Uncle Bill. I just came into the apartment. Where is everybody?
Sissy, I'm way down in the jungles in Yucatan. You tell me where everybody is.
I don't know. I walk in and the place is deserted.
Well, are you sure? Look around.
Okay.
Nobody home?
She doesn't think so.
Sissy, you just take it easy.
Sissy.
Gone dead? Well, she didn't find any bodies around, so that rules out foul play. And there was no sign of a fight, so that gets that out of the way. So what's left? Now, nobody's going to walk in and kidnap a sick man and two small children. So that leaves... Well, if we go over the ridge, we won't have to cross the river. It's longer, but I'll get my hat.
No, this is my problem. You stay here. I want you right here by the phone in case they try to get through again.
Children.
Can we go walk in the rain, Mr. French?
What? Most assuredly not.
Hey, there's Sissy. Hi, Sissy.
Hi, Sissy.
What are you doing here, child?
Oh, I phoned home and didn't get any answer. I was worried.
Uncle Bill's been calling us on the phone.
Well, he called again, but we were cut off.
Yeah, every time he calls, that happens.
Mr. Davis has been calling you children?
All the time. He sounds nervous.
What have you told him?
He said you were awful, awful sick.
Oh, good heavens. Oh, poor man. Why, he must be laboring under a profound misapprehension.
Storm's letting up, and the foreman says we can get to Puerto Verde in the truck.
Oh, right, right. Hey, Bill! Bill, phone!
Hello. Oh. Yeah? Yeah, I'll take the call, sure.
You see now you can get the whole story. The storm has finally blown itself out.
French, that you?
Oh, most assuredly, sir.
Shall we close them?
Well, of course, close them. Oh, the Ming is gone, sir.
The Ming? Me? Somebody take the Ming vase?
We seem to be having a storm here of hurricane proportions, sir.
A hurricane?
French? Hey, French, how about the kids? How about the kids, French? Well, now it's going dead on their end.
Yeah, at least you know French is okay. All that worrying for nothing.
Right.
What was that stuff about a hurricane?
You said they were having a storm of hurricane proportions. Well, I'll be safe in the apartment. But who'd steal a vase?
Somebody stole... Oh, it doesn't matter. Whoever stole it must have left a long time ago.
Yeah, he wouldn't be calling me if the burglar was still in the apartment. But... Except why would he call me way down here, huh?
Why not? He probably wanted to tell you about the vase and the kids and the storm, and I'll get the truck.
Hello, children. Now, tell me, do we have all our various school accoutrements about our persons?
Have we, Sissy? Yes.
Hi, kid. Hi, sis. Well, I see you're all fine.
Why, did we have some doubts, sir?
Some.
Boy, Uncle Bill, am I glad to see you. We've been racking our brains for a subject for my next composition. And Mr. French thinks that the ramifications of language due to the conquest would be nice. But I thought maybe I'd write about long hair and men.
Sissy, I got the perfect subject for an essay. Imagination.
Imagination? What would I write about a subject like that?
When you come home tonight, I'll give you a couple of good examples.
Goodbye, Uncle Bill. Bye, Uncle Bill.
It won't be long, sir. Come on, John.